A step in the right direction. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Today's beginning farmers and ranchers are fewer and fewer for a number of reasons. Land not available or too expensive. Input costs like equipment and fertilizers are too high. So what about the future of the world's safest and most affordable food supply? National Young Farmer and Rancher Committee Chairman Jerry Barr from Monroe County here in Tennessee says Congress needs to pass legislation now referred to as the Beginning Farmers and Ranchers Act.
I do. I think it's a step in the right direction. I don't think it's a cure-all, but I do think that it's another tool that we can use to promote agriculture to younger farmers like myself and younger that want that option of agriculture in the future but don't have the means to go out and buy their way into it.
Barr says the Beginning Farmers and Ranchers Act, listed as H.R. 2034, would eliminate capital gains taxes when agricultural land is sold to a beginning farmer or rancher.
You have to be in agriculture for less than 5 years, but you have to agree to keep it in agricultural production for 10 years, or the person that buys it has to go back and pay the capital gains taxes plus a penalty on top of that. So there's good incentive to get the tax break on the front end, but also incentive to make sure that it's not abused in the long run, too.
Now, Barr says with the average age of the farmer nationwide today at 53, there is concern that we do need to encourage young folks to pursue careers in ag production, and hopefully this bill can offer some incentive.
So hopefully we can make enough noise as young people to make it a focal point all across the nation and bring it to a vote this year in the House.
Jerry Barr, chairman of the American Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.